Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planets, Wednesday, 11 February 2026. Sun in Capricorn, ruled by Saturn. Planets are asking, and why is that? Planets are assorted lunars, and presuming you avoid insisting upon solutions or approaches that have already indicated their frailty? A dead giveaway, they didn't exactly work the last time you employed them, even though you really wished that they had, you may be able to get somewhere. While this may initially seem harsh, it will be easier to get to your figurative or literal destination if you aren't humping all sorts of unnecessary, if familiar, baggage along. Simplistic, but taking concrete steps towards an objective, which is to say raising the money, confirming the start date, selling the land, buying the apartment, booking the room, will be significantly more productive than continuing to expend mental energy analyzing, assessing, and trying to figure out whether you should bother, and if so, how best to go about it from here. Therefore, tiptoe through the snowdrops, and try not to get snarky and engage, even if someone else doesn't appear to, shall we say, be doing their best to understand the situation, or what you're saying, or why you think their approach is inefficient, or. These planets raise the sensitivity level, whilst simultaneously lowering the threshold for taking or giving offense, or making it personal. Chiefly affected, Capricorn, Aquarius, Cancer, Sagittarius. And if you were born on this day, be mindful about signing on or donating your services to endeavors about which you are charitably ambivalent at best. Although keeping your word or being the most responsible person in the history of the universe is wired into your motherboard, if the proposed undertaking doesn't shiver your timbers, just don't say yes. The beauty of this approach, it leaves you available for those enterprises that do.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman, produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.